lot of separation. But because of their catching skills, they can be productive because they don't need as much separation. I don't know if that answers your question or not, but I'd say there are a lot of components that go into that. And honestly, some players are better just like anything else, like any other skill, golf or whatever. Some players are better at some type of catches than others, just like some guys are better off the tee and some guys are better around the green. Some players track the ball better than others. Some players catch moving routes and routes where the ball radius that they have to catch in is larger than other guys. I'd say not everybody's catching skills are the same on every ball either. Bottom line is you want somebody that's dependable. That's the bottom line. You want to throw to somebody that's dependable. Reporter: defensively, if a player is open but drops the pass, do you still view that as a completion when you review it on film? Belichick: there are going to be plays defensively that when you go back and look at, like you said, go back and grade the film, when you look at that, you're going to get off the hook occasionally on a dropped pass. Maybe a quarterback doesn't see a guy who is wide open and isn't covered properly. Maybe it's a penalty of illegal formation or something that calls back a play that you really don't have defended. Those are still concerns. They still need to be fixed. The next team that you play is going to sit there and say, well, if we don't drop the ball, or if the quarterback reads it properly, or if we don't align in the improper formation, those are good plays for us. So you're still going to have to stop them. Yeah, the players are accountable. Just because a guy dropped a pass, it doesn't mean the defense was played well. That's not necessarily the case. That's why we talk about that after the game. Just because the score of the game is what it is, it doesn't mean if you win everything is great or if you lose everything is bad. There are a lot of things, regardless of whether you win or lose, that are bad and good that happen in the game that you really have to address so those problems don't continue to occur. Of course, at the same time, there are a number of plays that will happen defensively where you feel like it's about as good as we can be. But the quarterback makes a great throw and the receiver makes a great catch and it's just a great play. And sometimes that happens too, where you really want to tell the player, you did the job well. You did what you were supposed to do. You were in perfect position and the quarterback got the ball to a place that was a couple inches away from you and they made the play. There are some of those too. Question: do you measure your steps with a player who is learning a new system in terms of not putting him in positions to not succeed, whereas maybe earlier in the year you would be able to do that? Belichick: I think each guy is different. It's really hard to predict how it's going to go with any player. I think you just take it as it comes. You give them the information, and then you move them along and see how quickly he adapts to the new assignments, the new techniques, and just the way he's able to handle the assignments that he's given. Again, each player is different, so with a player like Barkevius Mingo, you have a situation where he has a lot of special teams responsibilities. So if we brought in, let's say, an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman, that may not, it depends on the position and the guy. He may not have that big a responsibility in the kicking game. So it just really depends on the individual player and how quickly he's able to acclimate himself to the new situation. I don't think there's any set mind frame where you try to go fast. You try to hold back. I think you just kind of take it as it comes. Question: how do you balance having a player use his own instincts on the field versus having him play within the context of the defense? Belichick: I mean, I've coached every player I've ever coached the same way. You have an assignment, you have something you're responsible for, and then the instincts come after that. As long as you cover your guy, that's your job. You want to cover him off, you want to cover him on, inside technique, outside technique, back pedal, squat, whatever it is. I mean, there's a million different ways to do it. If you have him covered, I'm going to be happy about it. You're going to be happy about it, right? So that's the bottom line. Now, after that, then there is an instinctive part to every play. So I've coached players, that's the way I've coached them my whole career. When I was a special teams coach, I had different punters, different kickers. They don't all kick it the same way. They kick it far. They kick it high. I'm happy. They're happy. The team is happy. That's good. If they don't, then we've got to try and find a better way to do it. I don't see it any differently now than I saw it when I started coaching. I don't see it really much differently from one position to another. The techniques are different. The assignments are different, but a player's instinct and his style of play, that belongs to each of us. We're all different. But there are certain